This is Ozarks at Large. On January 1st, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act took full effect. All Americans, including 2.1 million newly insured, will now have access to 10 essential health benefits and can no longer be denied medical coverage due to pre-existing conditions. And with a projected shortage of primary care physicians to serve them, new research indicates nurse practitioners may help fill the gap. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Perhaps you've gone to the local clinic expecting to see a doctor, but instead were treated by a nurse practitioner. She assessed your vitals, listened to your complaint, and then prescribed some medicine, just like a physician. So what exactly is a nurse practitioner? Dr. Cindy Cook serves on the board of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
Nurse practitioners first originated in the 1960s. This was they were started by a nurse. Her name was Dr. Loretta Ford, and she saw a real need for patient providers and felt that nurses with extra training could meet those needs.
Nurse practitioners must first acquire their registered nursing degree, then continue on with advanced training.
Be able to evaluate, diagnose, and treat multiple acute and chronic illnesses.
Dr. Cindy Cook, who's obtained her Doctor of Nursing Practice, is a family nurse practitioner for the U.S. Army based in Huntsville, Alabama. According to a recent survey conducted by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, 80% of respondents have experienced or know of someone who's seen a nurse practitioner.
Many nurse practitioners own their own practices and actually provide for a whole panel of patients. To me, that's very beneficial. I am a family nurse practitioner, and I do things very similarly to the family physicians in that we do a wide variety, I am responsible for a panel of patients, and those are my patients, and when I feel that they need, more extensive care or more specialist care, then I refer on to that. But I can work them up myself and take care of acute and chronic problems for those patients, and I do that each and every day.
Experts have long been forecasting that the U.S. is experiencing a widespread shortage of primary care physicians, numbering into the tens of thousands over the next decade. And with millions more Americans obtaining private health insurance and Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act, that shortage is expected to worsen. Last November, RAND Health, an independent health policy research program, reported that the shortage could be reduced by as much as 50% with new models of medical care that expand the role of physician assistants and nurse practitioners. Again, Cindy Cook.
There are always plenty of patients to go around, and so I think that if we use and utilize people's expertise to the highest level of their education and training, then we will do nothing but benefit the patients across the country.
And polling by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners reveal widespread public support for legislative and policy proposals giving patients access to nurse practitioner-centered care and services.
Well, what we have found is that Americans around the country trust NPs as vital, as a vital source of health care and are actually the preferred providers by many patients.
The survey also found that more than 60% of Americans favor removal of requirements that NPs work under supervision of a physician.
Many states allow for full practice of NPs to work without supervision or collaboration of physicians, and patients have the choice of their provider on their own. And I think that, if we can provide those choices to patients, then that's the key, and that they can see their provider of choice.
According to AANP, nurse practitioners increasingly referred to, including in Arkansas, as advanced practice registered nurses, is a rapidly growing field, up nearly 60% over the past decade, with more than 170,000 practicing nationwide, with an additional 14,000 NPs graduating this academic year.
We are everywhere.
Dr. Anna Jarrett is an acute care nurse practitioner and adult clinical nurse specialist who works at Renaissance Health and Wellness in Rogers. She's also an assistant professor of nursing at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, currently coordinating the college's new Doctor of Nursing Practice program. She says most acute care nurse practitioners work in cardiology, pulmonology, renal, midwifery, orthopedics, and as anesthetists.
There is a new role, and I did that part-time for 2 years. It's a hospitalist APN role. Very exciting role. You basically work with a hospitalist, admitting patients, doing the initial admission history and physical, writing their admitting orders, monitoring them, following them day to day.
Dr. Jarrett recently gathered data on the number of advanced practice registered nurses in Arkansas and found a 30% increase over 1 year.
And I looked at Fayetteville within 100 miles. There are 1,087 nurse practitioners. Now, that's the APRNs, the basket term. In Little Rock, within a 100-mile radius, there are 795. In Arkadelphia, there are 122. Jonesboro, 1,511. And Russellville, where I previously practiced as a hospitalist APN, in a 50-mile radius, there are 109. In Texarkana, 50-mile radius, there are 120. So I feel comfortably that we have about 3,000 nurse practitioners today. So that's a pretty good jump.
Jarrett says that Arkansas is progressive when it comes to physician oversight of nurse practitioners.
We do have collaborative practice agreements, and that is for nurse practitioners or for clinical nurse specialists that will be prescribing and have prescriptive authority. But in Arkansas, a collaborative practice agreement is required. And a couple of years ago, it became a little more stringent. Your collaborator, which is a physician, you must match with a physician. Okay, my current collaborator is an ER physician. But at this time, I think that the Arkansas is in a good position. I would like to see us lift the requirement for the collaborative practice agreement.
Granting nurse practitioners complete autonomy. And the timing couldn't be better, according to a 2011 UAMS Center for Rural Health study. 4,212 Arkansas medical facilities surveyed report 282 primary care vacancies, with an additional 470 more expected. Medical clinics reported the highest number, and NPs are expected to help fill the gap. The Arkansas Nursing Board reportedly counts nearly 7,000 students enrolled in registered nursing programs. And Dr. Jarrett says of nurses graduating with associate's and baccalaureate degrees, many go on to become expert nurses in specific fields, with some taking advanced degrees. But becoming an advanced practice registered nurse requires extensive education.
It is required that you have a graduate degree. Currently, you can have a master's degree in nursing. Our national certifying body is very quickly moving toward a doctorate of nursing practice as the entry level for nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, any advanced practice registered nurses.
The median salary for a general nurse practitioner can range from $50,000 to nearly $100,000, depending upon the market. But every market is now seeing increased demand under the Affordable Care Act. Between October 1st and December 24th, nearly 60,000 Arkansans have enrolled into Medicaid fund and private health insurance, with thousands more enrolling onto the federal health care marketplace. And according to the American Association of Colleges and Nursing, a current nursing shortage is expected to intensify under Obamacare. Again, Dr. Anna Jarrett.
Well, our nurses, not only is there a shortage, our age, 44, I believe, is the average this year for the age of nurses. More nurses, the most, 46%, are in their 50s working. Okay? So we have increased age and we have decreased faculty. So we can't really produce the number of RNs.
But noting a remarkable trend, Dr. Anna Jarrett says, we may see within 5 years a surplus of nurse practitioners. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.